Episode 2602, What Core Muscles Are You Exercising?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know for us, we've had a lot of rain, and I feel like I'm swimming all the time, but you know what? Spring is around the corner, and we've got to get motivated to go outside. So it is Wellness Wednesday. What core muscles are you exercising? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, before we jump in too fast, I want to give you an update, a personal update on my health journey so far. Now, I told you I was doing some things out of the box. And so what I have done literally out of the box is I have sent in some blood samples and yes, TMI saliva samples to a laboratory to be tested. Now, I'm going through a program. I will reveal that later after I get the results back. But I'm going through a program to see and track. And what I'm doing is finding my fundamental foundational figure, so to speak, where I'm at right now before I go to the next step and then the next and then the next. This is going to be a very long process for me. So basically what I'm testing right now are my hormones. So it's, I believe, 11 different things they're testing for. And then I'm doing a vitamin D and inflammation test. So these are just some basics. Now I would still encourage you, if you have a primary care physician or medical provider, I would encourage you to go. If you're not going once a year for your well checkup, you need to go do that. It's just important for us to get some basic labs, especially if you are perimenopause, into menopause, into postmenopause. And so this is a journey for a lot of us women. And a lot of us, well, it's a unique one because it's unique to us. But we also have to figure it out, right? It's like we look at the forest and we're like, but I only want that one tree. Well, you got to go through a lot of them to find the one. So that's where I am right now. I know a lot of you have reached out and said, you know, Christiane, where are you in this? We wanted an update. So there you have it. I will let you know my results and what's happening here to come. But that's the basics. So hopefully by next week, we will actually have some figures in hand. And so we can discuss further as to where I am and should I freak out or not. So let's dive in today. What core muscles are you exercising? Because, you know, core muscles are essential for functional living, but rarely are the correct muscles trained. So what core muscles for you are you exercising for a strong, stable body? Because let's get real. When you hear core muscles, what do you think immediately? Seriously, I mean, what do you think about? The 6 or 8 pack abdominals? I know you're going, yeah, if only. Yeah, I'm not ever going to have that. I'm just telling you. You know, and we call them the washboards, right? We like to see that washboard. Well, this woman here has never had washboard abs. I'm just saying it. But I've had very strong abs. I'm built differently. You're built differently. And that's okay. But believe it or not, what you think is the core is not the only muscles, right? We're thinking of just the abdominals. What we can see is those washboard ones. But those are just the outside muscles that really hold your body and shape your day, right? Because you can look at them and say, oh, huh, I look really good. But as Harvard Health says, the core is a group of muscles that stabilizes and controls the pelvis and spine and therefore influences the legs and upper body. Core strength is less about power and more about the subtleties of being able to maintain the body in ideal postures to unload the joints and promote ease of movement. Now, most of us like to train the abdominals, right? We know it. Let's go back to the original one that we all had when we were growing up, sit-ups in gym class. Oh, even to this day, I have nightmares about sit-ups. I could never do them very well. I mean, maybe that's just me, but it wasn't for me. It hurt my back. It just hurt everything. And then I felt like, what? I was being judged. Did you ever think that, you know, everybody else was looking just at you? Oh yeah, hand in the air, waving very high. But we can't forget that many of the muscles are hidden beneath the exterior musculature. People typically train, meaning the rectus abdominis. Those muscles include the erector spinae, the obliques, the transverse abdominis, the multifidus, the diaphragm, the pelvic floor, and the muscles attached to the pelvis, like the hamstrings, the hip flexors, and the hip abductors, adductors, that's adductors, and glutes. That's a lot in there, right? But remember, all those muscles work together in a three-dimensional depth and functional movement in all three planes of motion. So let me ask you again, what core muscles are you exercising? I know for me, I look at it and I'm like, oh, what am I not exercising? Can we just start there? Because it's like most of the time, half of those at least. Now, I do try to work my core. At times, I'm weaker. And having five children, I had horrible back labor. And it has been a challenge for me to really work my core. And if I can be really honest with you, when I would exercise when I was years and years and years, okay, let's say decades younger, it's just easier to say it that way, decades younger, I would just hurry through the core part. I want to plea with you to say slow down because I want you to be so aware of every muscle that you're feeling within your body when you're working your core. Because it's time to get into gear and work the muscles all around, not just the washboard ones, you know, those abdominals. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get into gear. Your core is the center of all movements. So I want to talk first, briefly, about seven reasons to focus on your entire core, not just those cute little washboard abs. And if you have them, congratulations. Be proud of them. Seriously. For those of us women that do not have them, guess what? It's okay that you don't have them. It's okay if you're never going to have them, but you still can be strong even if you can't see those. So I want you to lead with this thought. This is the new sexy for summer because yes, spring is coming, but summer's even closer. Well, that's what I like to think because I really want the warm weather to be here. I know, and then we'll be complaining that it's too hot, but you know what? It's still kind of chilly and rainy, so I'm ready for more sunshine. So let's talk about the seven as we get into gear. Number one, a strong core supports good posture. So as you age daily, which yes, you are, you don't have to look for your wrinkles, but you are aging daily. Your cells are getting older. You want a strong back and straight posture to encourage self-confidence while protecting your spine. It is so important. I watched my great-grandmother and my grandmother slowly hunch over and over and over and over. Our spine, we must protect. Our spine, we must keep strong, which means we need to strengthen the muscles that protects and surrounds our spine. And when we have a strong core, it helps that. And also, my goodness, when you're standing up straight and your shoulders are back, don't you feel a little stronger with a little more self-confidence within you? Of course you do. You're like, yeah, I got this. And it's not this made up, It's I feel strong. And that's what you really want. Number two, a strong core improves balance. You must have a strong foundation, and that comes from a strong core, okay? You want this balance. You know, I don't like the word balance a lot of times, but on this one, I do. Balance keeps you upright and falling less. I don't want you falling and getting a broken hip. You need to be strong. And so that means you need to strengthen your core. All of your core, not just the washboard, okay? So think about it when you're going, oh gosh, I really don't want to do this. Yes, you do, because it improves your balance. Number three, a strong core supports basic leg mechanics like running, jogging, and walking. When your core supports your legs, your body mechanics flow more smoothly and it helps reduce the risk of injuries. You want to be able to walk so long as God provides that you can, right? You want to have strong legs. Now, if you can't run, Okay, fine, but you can walk fast. But you've got to be able to walk if you can. I mean, really, have you asked yourself this question? Do I want to be in a wheelchair in 20 years? Now, I'm making the assumption you're maybe in your 40s. So if you're in your 30s, okay, add another 10 years or so. But when you're talking about in your 60s and 70s and 80s, do you want to be in a wheelchair? Do you want a walker hunched over assisting you? Now, it's one thing if it's like you were being, you know, all wild with your grandchildren and you went down a slide and oops, something happened. That's a different conversation. But we're talking about everyday strength. And that everyday strength comes from a strong core. And when you have that strong core, guess what? Your legs move better. And that means what also? Your hips move better. Woo! And let me tell you, my daughter already, she was a dancer. Now, not that she doesn't dance anymore, but she doesn't do it like she did when she was younger. And she's like, Mom, my hips. And so I've been encouraging her. And what she is doing, she is working on her core strength because she knows that's what she needs. She wants to be strong for herself and then also for her family. So it's really important that we look at these things because honestly, I don't think we stop long enough to do it. We're always doing something else for somebody else. Well, today you're doing this for you. A strong core, number four, increases stability. This keeps your trunk grounded so it can exert more power and energy, especially doing workouts and lifting heavier objects. Think of it as the trunk of a tree. That's really what it is. We have this huge oak tree in our front yard. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's over a century old, which makes me feel young, which is nice because I'm a half a century. But I look at this oak tree and I'm thinking, I want that trunk. Like, I want to be so strong that nothing is going to take me out. And we need to look at that for ourselves, right? We've got to have that stability to where when our arms are extended, our legs are extended, when we're moving up and down, chasing the children and the grandchildren, when we are riding roller coasters or we're going down a slide or we're swimming in the ocean, we have the stability and also what? The balance, like we talked about before. A strong core, number five, protects vital organs like your liver, your spleen, and your kidneys. Consider it a strong placeholder for your organs. And that's important, right? You gotta have your organs. It's all part of your whole body. So let's protect it. Let's get those muscles to, you know, wrap it. Think of it as a hug, right? That trunk of the tree, it's hugging you. It's hugging your organs. Number six, a strong core improves day-to-day activities. I love it. It's called functional living. It's a functional lifestyle. Think about lifting groceries or doing the laundry or dusting and vacuuming. I know none of those you want to do. Let's just talk about shopping for shoes or going for a new outfit, whatever. Maybe for you, it's just ordering online, but even then you need to have some functional capabilities when it comes to everyday living, and your core being strong gives you that. And finally, number seven, a strong core helps to reduce or prevent muscle aches and pain. So we want to not have that lower back pain. And you know, I mentioned before about having five kids and birthing them, and I had extreme lower back pain when I gave birth with all five of them. And so that has really taken a toll on my body. Now, would I change it? No, but I would like to be stronger as I go forward. So I've had to move slowly in order to gain the strength. And I am strong, but I know I can get stronger. And a lot of it is when we begin to really exercise and feel the muscles that we're moving within the core, it also helps to decrease discomfort. So I know this doesn't sound like fun, but you hear all those benefits? Don't you want those for your everyday life? Don't you want to be waking up to like, whoa, I'm ready. I can jump out of bed instead of barely crawling out of bed. There's a difference. So get into gear. Now, you're probably saying, all right, you gave me the seven reasons, but now what exercises? I just want to give you a few short ones. Most of these you already know, but I want to give them to you just because sometimes we need little reminders. And these little reminders we can do every single day. You do not need a routine. You do not need to have somebody say, okay, now you're going to do 3 reps at 1 to 8, you know, whatever. No, you don't need any of that. Take it all away. I just want you to think about, I'm going to do this for the health and well-being of a strong core. That's what I'm looking for. So some of the exercises you can do, a bridge. You can raise your bottom in the air, right? So you're laying on your back, you raise your bottom in the air, squeeze those glutes, hold them for about 3 to 5 seconds. I want you to feel every muscle wrapping all the way around. Don't rush this one, and then you bring your back down to the floor, and then you go up again, squeeze, and then you release. Now, this bridge, you think it's easy, but it's not. And you can also do it on a stability ball. There are so many different ways you can do a bridge. So experiment with it, all right, for what your body can handle. And as always, I always recommend that you consult your medical provider, your physician, before doing any nutritional or fitness exercise program. Okay, so we've got the bridge. Another one is a supine toe tap. Now, this is when you're on your back again, right? You're laying on your back. Your legs are bent, raised at a 90-degree angle, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to tap 1 foot at a time to the floor. Then you're going to raise it back up, and you're going to do the other foot to the floor and raise it back up. So it's basically like you're toe tapping. That's all you're doing. Now, again, this is slow. Do not rush it. And keep your lower back against the floor. A lot of us, and think about it, when you do it for the first couple times, see, does your lower back raise up? Is there a gap between the floor and your back? If there is, that is a good indication of a weak core. I know you don't want to hear it, but I also have that issue. And so it's very important to make sure you raise your back. And technically, it's your glutes are coming in, so you're rounding your back so it touches the floor, it stays engaged, and you slowly lower your foot. This is gonna slow you down, but it is going to make you strong. So be patient with yourself, feel all the muscles, and do it. And guess what? You don't have to do 25 of them. If you start out with just 5 very slow repetitions, that is awesome, okay? You're gonna find the strength every single time you do it. Now, another couple ones you already know, a plank. You can do a side plank with rotation. So, you know, you're on the side and then you tuck under and then you come back up. That's a great one. And the killer of all killers, mountain climbers. You know what that is? You're running in position when you're on the floor. Ouch, yes. So my challenge for you here, when it comes to your core muscles, I want you to work on your core twice a day. Can you commit to that? Now, I'm not telling you for 20 minutes twice a day. No, 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 no. I'm talking about take one of these, just one, and do it. And do it maybe 3 times. And then do it again. And then I want you to finish with a great stretching routine. Anything to elongate your body. So if you like Pilates, or if you like yoga, or if you have a certain, I mean, for some people, down dog is awesome. And they're like, oh, what is even down dog? You can go Google it. Whatever works for you in stretching. Now, we've got some new things coming up around the corner. I have a lot going on and I'm trying to juggle for you all. And I'm excited. I was hoping to have it already for Tuesday, which was yesterday. But hang in there. We're going to get there. And it's going to happen before spring break. Okay, I just said that. Oh, dear. I put it out there. That means we've got to make it happen. So the challenge, you want to do core work twice a day. And you want to do your stretching twice a day. Can you do them together? Yes, you can. But I recommend your core first and then end with your stretching. Okay? It's always good to already have your body warmed up before you go into stretching, because your stretching is a lot better and you get a lot more extension when you stretch on a warm body. So get that body working for you. This is the new sexy for summer. All right, you're not looking for those washboard abs any longer. Yes, you're cute as a button, but I want you to be cute and strong. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.